Hi, welcome to my podcast. My name is Cheryl, and I wanted to discuss child abuse, how it affects people for a long time, especially if justice is not served. I will go over this in the podcast and how it has affected my life, my children's life, and coming to terms with it at 50 years old. Try to get details of some very evil people out there, and I hope to help someone with their healing process like it's helped me. It might be confusing because the subjects jump back and forth, but bear with it. You'll get it, and thank you.
Dying without me being able to get justice. dig him up and just crush his bones. And that's pretty traumatic. And I felt that way at the time. And what that would do is not one thing. It was so hard, hurtful to know I will never, ever, ever get to say this to this man's face. But I want my listeners or someone that's listening that knows someone that might be going through abuse to please tell them, stop it now. You know, face that person now. Because once they're gone and dead, it might still haunt you, and it's hard to let it go. Even if you do let it go and you forgive them, it is in your brain, and there's nothing you can do to erase it. You relive it in your mind. You see these things that happen to you over and over again, especially if something triggers it. And I feel very healthy at the moment, mentally. It's not so much that. It's like a movie that you'll never forget. You know, you'll always remember it. So, I hate that for people. I hope no one else ever goes through that. And so, as soon as possible, when I'm physically able to record, because I'm driving at the moment, which is most of the time when I'm making these recordings, I'm driving or doing something purposeful without taking away from my free time. So, I have to do it safely. So, coming up, I will try to get those recordings on here for you to hear. But just keep all that in mind when you hear things that I record.
If DHR was involved, which were they?
Yeah.
And I don't care because I'm not saying anything.
I don't care either. You know, there's not anything that we should be ashamed of ourselves.
Well, that's
why we didn't do anything.
That's exactly right, and that's why I'm putting it out there to help other people, as well as myself, stop being, because I have been ashamed of myself and hiding and not wanting, because I've always felt like everybody judged me about that, and I didn't do it. And I always.